Thank you for tuning in this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wilbur, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Scott Woods, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, September 25th, 2022, the Solemnity of St. Jerome. Now here is Father Scott.
Paul, aren't you glad we're not wearing purple tonight? I hate when that reading comes up in Lent, and of course we're wearing purple as we read, "There was a man dressed in purple garments." Thank goodness we're celebrating St. Jerome tonight. Now, I'm just curious, who was here when this parish was founded by Father Pastoric back in 1962 under the direction of Bishop Raring? Who was here for that? Okay, a few people. I have to ask, I mean, this is the only parish in the Diocese of Toledo under the patronage of St. Jerome. So were there a bunch of grouches in Walbridge then, or what? St. Jerome was a grouch. Pain in the rear end. I'm serious. That's what the tradition tells us. He lived by himself because he was an angry jerk. He ran his mouth a lot, upset people. There was a pope who looked at an image of St. Jerome long after his death, where St. Jerome was holding a stone and beating his breast with it in the sign of asking for mercy from God. And the pope said, "Thank goodness he had that stone, or he wouldn't have been canonized a saint." Thank goodness we don't have grouches here today. That was back then. St. Jerome. This morning, Father Brito and I were checking in with each other. We talked for about an hour after I returned from vacation, and thanks for your prayers for me while I was gone. We were talking about how things went the last week and a half or so, and what's coming up, what we should be attentive to. I said, "You're coming to the party tonight, right, after Mass, after you're done at All Saints?" "Oh yeah, I'll be there." And so he'll be here with us in a while. But we were talking about something I wrote about in the bulletin a few weeks ago, talking about how it's important, and we do a good job of this here at St. Jerome, of having the narthex there as a place of gathering and sharing, and the church proper, the nave as we call this space, preserved for prayer before Mass. And in American liturgical architecture these days, when we build new churches or renovate them like you all did here a few years ago, we make sure there's a gathering space, what we call a narthex, so that there's space for the information that we need to have available for you, or a space for us to share in each other's lives as we come into Mass, so that we can talk to each other, especially if we know that someone's carrying a heavy burden. We can say, "How did it go this week? How was that doctor's appointment? Did you get the test results? I was praying for you." Or sharing the joys, "You know, my child got the job they were hoping for. Thanks for your prayers for that." And so this is an important piece. Some of us like quiet, I get that. But this is just as important, because what we share there, we bring to the altar of God in thanksgiving and in petition. Now, we're good at keeping the doors closed and keeping that separation from private prayer to sharing. It's not so quiet at All Saints. I think they're not grouchy, you know, like back in 1962, apparently. They're just talkative. And so Father Brito and I will be in the sacristy, and we'll hear people talking a lot. And the sacristy, you know, here it's a nice place for the clergy to get focused. You know, I pray before Mass. I pray for the deceased clergy of our diocese before each Mass. I pray for the Mass intention. I get focused in the sacristy. Well, it's All Saints, if you've been there. The sacristy door is right here, so I'm putting my vestments on, and people are walking by, and they're sitting in church, and they can see me. It's like I'm doing a fashion show, you know, getting ready. And, oh, he's got another new vestment. How many does he have, you know? And so we were talking about, well, maybe we need to knock out a wall and create a little more space there for the presider to get focused, where he has a little more space. We were talking about, what do we do? How do we help people prepare better for Mass? Not saying that that's bad out there and this is good in here, but how do we find a medium? How do we aid people? Because sometimes I don't think people really know how to prepare for Mass. Maybe we haven't taught that enough in recent years. And I'm thinking of St. Jerome as an example for that. You know, St. Jerome is known, in fact, in the ordo, the booklet, in the every sacristy in the world that tells the priest what colors he's to wear, what prayers he's to say, what readings are to be proclaimed. In the ordo, it gives you a couple sentences about the saint of the day. So I jumped ahead to September 30th. I already knew a few things about St. Jerome. But I looked ahead, and on September 30th, which is his feast day, there's the quote that's so famously attributed to him. And you know it, I'm sure. I see you, Abigail. You're nodding. What is it? Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. That's exactly right. That's why you proclaim the Scriptures. You are helping us not be ignorant tonight. You know, sisters and brothers, we say ignorance is bliss, but it's not in this case. If we don't know the Scriptures, we don't know Christ, the one who's our hope, the one who's our salvation. We say, we read in the opening of St. John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Word, of course, is Jesus. He's the eternal Word. The Father speaks, and the world is created. All things are created through Christ and redeemed in Christ. He's our one hope of salvation. The cross, our only hope. Spes unica, one hope. St. Jerome knew that we had to know the Word because Christ is the Word. And you know, we Catholics, we used to not be so good at that, right? The Bible sat on the coffee table to record the family events, right? It wasn't for opening. That was Father's job to talk about that. Back then, we didn't even have permanent deacons to talk about it. It's your job now. You're the minister of the gospel, right? And so... But here, I'm so glad we have Bible studies that just started up for this season so that we're not ignorant of the Scriptures, so that we're not ignorant of Christ. So I'm thinking again how St. Jerome can help us prepare for Mass if we don't know how to do that well. You know, he says, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. So maybe when we come in here, we take the opportunity to open up that missal, that hymnal. And we don't just read the bulletin. That was the other thing. Father Brito said we should pass the bulletins out after Mass. I said, I'm not getting crucified for that. Oh, no. I said, you do it and see what happens. I said, and Father, they're not reading that during Mass. They're reading it during the homily. It's totally different then. But anyway, maybe instead of reading that bulletin beforehand, we open up the hymnal and we look to the readings of the day. So, what, you know, because really when the lector proclaims them, we are not to be reading them out of the book. A lector is not a reader. A lector is someone who proclaims the Word of God. We can all read, but the lector prepares the Word. They study it, and they bring it alive in how they proclaim it to us. So it's a reminder. It's not just a history lesson. It is the Lord speaking to us here and now, brothers and sisters. And so it's fine if you read it along. I'm not picking on you for that, but maybe a better time to do that is before the Mass even begins so that you hear it with new ears when it's proclaimed. Or maybe the example of St. Jerome is that each day we are going to take the gospel of the day or the psalm of the day, like tonight, the response, praise the Lord, my soul, right, Chris? Praise the Lord, my soul is what we sang, and we meditate on that. We just sit with it in prayer, and we see how that touches us. There's a ritual called Lectio Divina. The monks that trained me to be a priest have been doing Lectio Divina, sacred reading, for 1,500 years. They do it several times a day. And they take a scripture passage. So if you say, well, God doesn't talk to me, here's how you do it. Lectio Divina. They open up to a scripture passage. They read it once and they just sit with it. They read it again and they say, why is this particular word or phrase standing out to me? Why is it capturing my attention? And then, or they say, which word or phrase? They don't even say why yet. The third time they read again. And then that's when they say, why this word or phrase? Why that? What's going on in my life that this is capturing my attention now? Then they read it one more time, a fourth time, and they say, now what does this word or phrase, this inspired word from the Lord, move me to do? Maybe it's to pray for someone. Maybe it's to write a letter to my representative about some social issue. Maybe it's to go help out at Helping Hands of St. Louis. What is that word moving me to do? So we say, well, God doesn't talk to me. Well, guess what? St. Jerome says, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. If you want to know Christ, if you want to hear God's voice in your life, just open the Scripture and He will speak. You don't even have to do the work. You just read and sit and let God open your heart. St. Jerome's a good example for us. You know, maybe one more example from him. I told you he was angry, real grouch. But he was often moved to remorse right away as well. Maybe that's an example for us too. When we come into Mass in the spirit of St. Jerome, we think about someone I was short with, someone I didn't give the respect to, the courtesy to that they deserved as a child of God. And instead, I think about that person and I pray for them and I think about how I'm going to make that right. That's what our patron gives us. St. Jerome died in the year 420 in Bethlehem. But he still gives us wisdom 1,600 years later, calling us not to be ignorant, calling us maybe to shut our mouth more and open our ears, or shut our mouth more, open our ears more, to know Christ. Not just to know about Christ, but to know Him, have a relationship with Him. Final thing I'll share with you. I'm very intentional about the vestments I wear and all kinds of stuff like that, and how we decorate the church. And I put on cufflinks because it's a special occasion. It's our patronal feast, so I put on cufflinks, and I have a few different sets. This set was very meaningful for me, and it's because when I was in high school at Toledo Central Catholic, my best friend was a parishioner here, went to school here. And so I didn't know about St. Jerome until I met him. I remember coming over here one time. Father Parker was the pastor at that point. And I don't remember why we were here, but it was back before you did the white and teal. Everything was dark. It was the paneling or whatever. Remember? See, I know. And he got married before I went to the seminary, this young man, and asked me to be in his wedding. These are the cufflinks that the men in the wedding wore. And shortly after I was ordained a priest, during Holy Week, while I was serving in Findlay, I found out that he died from suicide. First person I knew from my class that died. So today I thought, well, I'm going to wear cufflinks, and I'm going through what I had, and yep, I'm going to get the ones that Joel gave me. I'm going to wear those at St. Jerome tonight, remembering him. We're blessed to be here at St. Jerome. I was given a shirt when I got here. You're home at St. Jerome. I came home from vacation. I'm at St. Jerome. St. Jerome calls us home, sisters and brothers, to know God, to love God, to serve God and one another. That's the saint's example. And we pray that through his intercession, as we do that on our own, we will, as a parish, know God, love God, and serve God, living out the call to instruct the ignorant, which is what? Helping them know the love of Christ.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabash, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the Scriptures and helps bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday at 6 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.